With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The man charged with murder and the killing of the CEO of UnitedHealthcare has made it clear he isn't going to make things easy for authorities.
Luigi Mangione making it clear it won't be an easy extradition back to New York City, where he's accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare's CEO.
Completely out of touch, and it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people.
Yelling as he went into a Pennsylvania court Tuesday about this being an insult to the intelligence of the American people. Arrested at an Altoona McDonald's after being recognized. The AP asking his lawyer Tom Dickey if Mangione denies shooting Brian Thompson.
I'm not really going to get into that. All I can say is my client has pled not guilty.
Julie Walker, New York.
Dozens of drone sightings across New Jersey in recent weeks don't appear to pose a public safety concern. That's what Governor Phil Murphy is stressing. The FBI has been investigating those reports about mysterious nighttime drone flights that started last month across central Jersey and has asked the public for help. Since then, residents have reported seeing drones in other areas. Murphy noted that there were 49 reports of drones on Sunday, mostly in Hunterdon County. Also at SRNnews.com, not much public support for the Hunter Biden pardon. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A new poll from the AP and Norick Center for Public Affairs Research reveals that only about 2 in 10 Americans approve of President Biden's decision to pardon his son after earlier promising he'd do no such thing. The survey found that only a small share of Americans strongly or somewhat approve of the president's decision. About half strongly or somewhat disapprove of it. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The Dow is ahead 5 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 339. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is at it again.
The organization has begun its annual practice of erecting images of the devil alongside nativity scenes set up in public places. The latest case is Concord, New Hampshire, where a goat-headed statue was unveiled outside the State House over the weekend to the chants of Hail Satan from a group of temple worshipers. Polls indicate about one-third of New Hampshire residents are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia has adopted several new laws designed to limit the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle amongst the nation's children, and close ally Belarus is poised to follow suit. Lawmakers there considering legislation to ban gay propaganda. While still to be worked out in Belarus, the Russian law forbids any endorsement of LGBT activities and non-traditional sexual relations. Last year, the Russian Supreme Court effectively outlawed gay activism in public. This is SRN News. Another NFL star has been victim of a home invasion.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow's home was broken into during Monday Night Football in the latest home invasion of a pro athlete in the U.S. Authorities said Tuesday no one was injured in the break-in, but the home was ransacked. Deputies weren't immediately able to determine what items were stolen. Both the NFL and NBA issued alerts to players following prior break-ins, urging them to take precautions. The homes of Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were broken into in October. In the NBA, Bucks forward Bobby Portis and Timberwolves guard Mike Conley also had their homes broken into. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Boeing resuming production of its best-selling plane, the 737 MAX. It's the first time that MAX jets have moved down the assembly line since September, but about 33,000 workers went on strike for higher pay. Work resuming in its factory in Renton, Washington. More details at SRNnews.com.